My guest at this time is Joe Hicks. He is the Vice President of Community Advocates Incorporated. He is a former Executive Director of the Los Angeles Chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and he's a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. He joins me now to offer his insights into reports that the President's executive action on immigration reform could end up giving refugee status to many, if not most, of the people coming across the border from the likes of Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras. And Joe is here to explain why he believes that would be a terrible idea. And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, good to be with you.
Where is this idea coming from? In other words, how do we come to the conclusion that this may very well be part of the President's plan here?
Well, it's been leaking out for quite a while, and they've already announced their plans in terms of numbers of refugees they're allowing in, even though they're already over that number. It's interesting, they're cutting back on the number of refugees from Africa who are going to be allowed in. All the while, the President, with his poised pen, is threatening to grant amnesty, of course, to the newest spate of illegal immigrants who've poured across our borders or were pouring across very high numbers from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. But what's problematic about this is that for at least these youthful people coming in, he's claiming or will apparently use the refugee ruse, if you will, to grant them amnesty, which turns the whole notion of refugees on its head. Prior to Obama, the notion of a refugee was someone who was fleeing war or some similar kind of circumstance in their home countries. No doubt, there's very bad conditions in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, as it is in Mexico and much of Central and South America. But, you know, these nations, particularly those three that I mentioned, as well as Mexico, have as long as I can remember, and I'm sure as long as many of your listeners can remember, those nations were experiencing poverty and violence, but not from wars. These are endemic to those nations' cultures. So to claim that this is some new rationale to allow these immigrants to stay in the country based on a refugee status makes no sense, because those nations, as long as I can remember, have always had conditions of poverty and gang activity and violence were part of the lives of many of these people. So it simply makes no sense, and it makes a mockery of what the world has long known as what refugees are.
You know, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, which is part of Homeland Security, defines it this way: a refugee is defined under law as a person who is located outside the United States, has special humanitarian concerns, demonstrates that they were persecuted or fear prosecution, and is admissible to the United States. Joe, what special rights do refugees automatically have that other folks coming in an otherwise illegal fashion would not?
Well, they don't have automatic rights. All of this is under review and subject to the law and to the definition of what refugee status is. We can certainly remember the boat people that were allowed in from Vietnam, but those are people, of course, were fleeing certain death as the communists were poised to take over South Vietnam, as the Americans, of course, evacuated that war and were leaving people behind. We brought as many out as we could. We all remember those scenes of people hanging on to the undergirding of helicopters as they left. Very desperate situation, because they knew that the communists, and there was, in fact, a bloodbath that took place after the Americans left. So we understood that, and we had a special commitment to those people based on our involvement in a war in that nation. Doesn't necessarily take that. There are refugees from other places around the world. Well, we look at the Congo right now, a war going on, rapes, brutal activity, soldiers being involved. Certainly there are children there that we can open up our doors to. But even in all these cases, no matter internationally where they may be taking place, there is no automatic right to come to this country as a refugee. We have to make the determination. The government and the proper authorities have to look at all of these cases and determine if they do not measure up to prior standards, which have normally been held as almost international standards of what a refugee is. I don't view these people. I think any sensible person looking at these kids coming across the border, virtually reading from a script to border agents because they know that the proper language to use, saying, well, we're fleeing poverty and violence. That was the those were the two words they all would routinely use, and they're put in detention, and they've obviously been in some cases resettled all around the country. So it really does make a mockery of the process.
Joe, there was just a new poll out suggesting the president has a 31% approval rating on the issue of immigration. Some of that, of course, are people who believe that he's going in the wrong direction and that he shouldn't be using executive power to do what is traditionally the job of Congress, constitutionally the job of Congress. Others like what he wants to do but are upset that he's not getting it done, so it's hard to know exactly what the breakdown is. What do you expect to be the reaction if, in fact, he goes through with this?
Well, I think there'll be outrage over it, I think, among the public. I think the public generally sees him as being confused, though I don't think he's confused. I think he knows exactly what he's trying to do, and he's doing it for political reasoning. I think a lot of Americans will be outraged that he didn't simply bring his argument before the people, or before, in this case, before Congress, make his best case to try to get Congress to act. Presidents don't, I mean, it's not like a child. You don't always get everything you want. You can take the case to Congress, try to get them to act, make your case if you can, and I think the American people would have respected that. Instead, he's simply saying, I'm going to the stroke of my pen, I'm going to do what I think is best for you. It's like your mother saying, take this medicine, it'll be good for you. Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't. So I think there will be a fair amount of outrage. I think voters will hold Democrats, though much of this will take place after the election, which is why he's doing it politically. But even then, I think they're, this will be taken out, I think, on perhaps the next Democratic nominee for president. So we'll see politically how it all plays out. But this is a president who's routinely ignored the rule of law, has been ruled against by the U.S. Supreme Court more than any other president.
We're talking with Joe Hicks. He is the Vice President of Community Advocates Incorporated, member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And Joe, for the most part, the president's most ardent supporters, certainly on Election Day, but even from poll to poll, are usually black Americans. At the same time, many analysts say that if the president gets what he wants when it comes to immigration reform, the people who are going to be affected the most and the people who are going to have their jobs impacted the most are black Americans, particularly young ones. Where does Project 21, where do you come down on all this?
Well, we agree that black Americans, particularly low-skilled, black workers without very much in the way of education, will be harmed, obviously, by all this, because they're the ones that will be facing this intense competition, people willing to outbid them in the workplace for jobs. They will drive down wages, they'll depress wages. That's not a good thing, particularly as we look at the unemployment levels. Black low-skilled workers and black workers in general continue to be affected by the recession. They suffered longer and deeper under this recession. Their unemployment numbers are still above the norm by a fairly disproportionate level. So, I think the fact that most experts who looked at that and said they will be affected by increased or new legalized workers dumped into the workplace. Yet, you've still got the bulk of the black civil rights movement that has become literally an adjunct of the Democratic Party that is going along with the president, that is in conflict with most black workers on the street who find it outrageous that this is the case. I mean, there are parts of this country where you can go into fast food restaurants where there are a high percentage of Latino legal labor available, and you simply cannot find a black kid working in a fast food restaurant or go on a construction site in many parts of this country. Can't find black workers working at those sites because Latino workers have simply depressed the wages, have undercut the wage market, which has certainly displaced many black workers that, because they are Americans, should be allowed a shot at getting those kind of jobs. So, yes, they will be harmed, and Project 21's view is that will not certainly be something that most black workers would welcome if 5 to 15 million new illegal aliens are made legal by stroke of the pen by this president.
Joe, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Joe Hicks is the vice president and co-founder of Community Advocates Incorporated in Los Angeles. He's the former executive director of the Greater Los Angeles chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and he is a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.